individual is on the verge of bankruptcy and there's no way but to charge people higher taxes, give them less pay, or even send them on to unemployment.
The unemployment rate is seen as one of the most significant indicators of a country's economic health, and Portugal's figures are about to get worse.
My name is Brendan De Beer, and I'm the editor at the Portugal News. The latest unemployment figures show that we're up to 16%, and even the government forecasts are that this will increase.
The number of jobless is still a long way from the 24% in neighbouring Spain. But Brendan De Beer says the dole queues are getting longer and longer, week by week. The country's largest trade union called a general strike a couple of weeks ago. The protesters were in their thousands, and Brendan De Beer says it's a reflection that the Portuguese have accepted their fate and realise there's little they can do but wait for the crisis to end. But waiting comes with a cost.
Roughly speaking, the average bill in Portugal is about €50 for electricity. That suddenly went up to 60, €65. And this is across the board. A lot of consumable products increased from 6% or the intermediate rate of 13%. They were all pushed up to 23%. So all this, you know, in a country where the average salary is about €900 a month, people within the space of 1 month saw their disposable income, you know, reduced by €50, €60.
The Portuguese government also increased VAT on electricity and other consumer products, nearly quadrupling it from 6% to 23%. The country's fuel prices have also been increasing consistently. It now has the highest prices among the top five of the EU member states. So people are now voting with their feet.
Countries like Brazil, Angola, all of them Portuguese-speaking countries, and all of them, you know, whose economies are growing, seem to be the major recipients right now because they've lost their jobs, or the jobs that they can obtain here in Portugal, especially amongst the qualified people, the qualified youth. They are not being able to, you know, to find jobs, and therefore are looking mostly to developing countries.
Portuguese banks are finding it hard to get money from anywhere at the moment. No one wants to lend to them. It's why they broke their record on borrowing from the European Central Bank, a staggering €56.3 billion in March. But Brendan says it looks like the country will also miss its targets for reducing the deficit.
Increased unemployment has seen a reduction in the terms of money that people are spending. Also, the government expected higher car sales, and we've seen car sales fall by up to 50% year on year. Having said that, there remains a demand for Portugal produce. You know, even Japan exports were up 400% year on year last month.
Observers predict that Portugal may be the next European state to go bankrupt, but Brendan De Beer says he doesn't think the EU will let that happen.
If you had to forecast who would be next after Greece, yes, Portugal obviously is next in line. I think it's whether or not the EU wants that to happen and will allow it to happen, because the concern you have is not whether or not they can save Portugal, but who will be next. And I think if Portugal does go, the focus then turns to a country here like Spain or even Italy.
For now, the Portuguese Central Bank expects the economy to contract by 3.4% this year and show no growth or even a decline in 2013.